All right, well, why don't we stand for prayer today? Everybody got a pamphlet. I got a neat little package. Our combed binder has our Psalm 119 book, and our new loose leaf is in there right there with it. So our prayer today comes from 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 13. Blessed be thou, Yahweh, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen. A little bit of the Lord's Prayer in there, for thine is the kingdom. Something to notice. Our psalm of praise today is from Psalm 22. So to the very back of the Psalm 119 and Hallelujah book, it's the very first one. Psalm 22C. To the tune of 100.
Psalm 22?
Yep, in the very back. It's the very first one, first page after the page, it says Hallelujah.
Very first and halfway through. There you go.
Ready? Praise ye the Lord who do. Him not one can love.
God,
Of Scripture. I'm going to lead with 1 Kings 6:1 today for a liturgical reading, which is something that we're going to be focusing on today. Many people don't pay attention to things like this, but this week, as far as the biblical calendar is concerned, in the month of Ziph, King Solomon built the temple, began the foundations of the temple. And there is a lot of corresponding information I'm going to bring forward in our Bible study message today on that subject. And so I'm just going to read 1 Kings 6:1 to you. So you might want to go to Exodus 25:8 through 9. And on the front of our pamphlet, we'll go through that together. I'm just going to read this to kind of set the tone for why it's good to remember the things we're going to remember today. First Kings 6:1 says, "And it came to pass in the 480th year of the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, or in the moon of Ziph, which is the second month, he began to build the house of Yahweh." So I'm just going to start our Old Testament lesson and New Testament lesson with that, and it will explain itself as we go through Exodus chapter 25. Second book of the Bible, Exodus chapter 25. We'll read this together, which we just read not too horribly long ago. We're just going to read a pertinent portion of it. 29, I'll read 8. You can respond with 9. Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them,
according to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it."
So now go to 1 Chronicles 28, of a longer reading. First Chronicles, chapter 28, Chronicles comes after Kings. If you like Scripture, you like worshiping with us. If you just like to hear a lot of people's opinions, you won't like worshiping with us. We cover a lot of Scripture in worship, and I think more than most people cover in Bible study. 1 Chronicles 28, and I'm going to go starting in 1, and we'll just go to 13. "And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over the substance and possessions of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem.
Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people, As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building.
But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and hast shed blood.
Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel.
And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel.
And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day.
Now therefore, in the sight of all the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and speak for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations and the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the palace of the mercy seat.
And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about
of the treasuries
of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things.
Also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of the service in the house of the Lord. And we will end reading here for our Old Testament lesson. We'll go to the book of Hebrews, which should tie in a constant theme in all of these verses. Hebrews chapter 9, 6 through 11. Hebrews chapter 9, after all the epistles of Paul. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, and we're going to go from 6 to 11. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God.
But unto the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Which was a figure for the time and present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience.
Which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation.
But Christ being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building,
neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and in the ashes of the heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctifies through the purifying of the flesh,
how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works? We will end the reading. Our New Testament lesson right there. You may be seated. So one of the things that should have caught all of our attentions in the readings of this is it was the Spirit of God that both told Moses to build the tabernacle the way he built it. It was not his idea. It was the Spirit of God. And he did it according to a pattern that was showed to him in the mountain when he was speaking to God, the same place he received the Ten Commandments. And that when King David proposed in his heart, we're told, to build the temple of Yahweh, he was given the pattern of it by the Spirit of God. There are actually people out there who believe that the temple is ungodly, that no one should have ever built the temple. But that's not true because, well, the Spirit of God told David to build it, and he also told him how to build it. And so Solomon actually did not create the temple the way he wanted to create it. Solomon created the temple the way that his father, by the Holy Spirit of God, remember David being a prophet, which is what the Bible says time and again, that David was a prophet, and that's how he wrote the Psalms and all the many things he did. That was all done under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so when we get to the book of Hebrews, as we saw in the New Testament lesson, that there was a purpose for that temple and there was a purpose for that tabernacle that was all built after the pattern that was showed unto the people who helped build it, Moses, David, Solomon. But it had a purpose that ended at a specific point, and that the heavenly temple, when it is finally delivered us, as the book of Revelation, the book of Ezekiel, and many other prophetic books tell us, will be seen on earth again, it will have a purpose as well. And Christ, the high priest, will officiate as the priest of that temple, as the high priest. And so, with that being said, this week, as a liturgical week, is a very important week, because the day after the new moon, not starting the building on the new moon, mind you, that the foundations of the temple were laid on the second day of the moon of Ziph, which is how the actual Hebrew reads, the moon of Ziph, which is one of the verses that should help you understand that months in the Bible are by the moon and not by some abstract counting that we use. And so King Solomon very much all week would have begun a very big project. While we were making hay this week, King Solomon would have been in the heat of these days, been digging foundations for the footer of God. And so that's pretty important. And so in starting our Bible study today, I'm going to read from 2 Chronicles 3:1 through 2 to get our mind started. And I'm going to go back and explain this since we already read 1 Kings 6:1 earlier. And then we're going to work through that. 2 Chronicles 3:1 through 2, hear the word of the Lord, recorded by the prophets. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. And we're going to end here in reading of God's holy word as it's written to us. Why don't we stand and we'll finish up with that service. And we have three confessionals that we're going to use today, which I hope help also demonstrate our message and our focus. Acts chapter 7, 44 through 50. And then the spirit of true worship, which I think is incredibly important. And then our minds to focus on the future and the revelation. So. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness.
God had appointed this, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it.
And he made it according to the fashion that he had seen.
Our fathers came after, brought it with Joshua, into the possession of the nations whom God drave out before the face of our fathers.
And it was unto the days of David.
David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob.
But Solomon built him an house.
Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
Yes, as saith the prophet, heaven is his throne, and the earth his footstool.
What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?
John 4:23-24. Jesus Christ our Lord, the Son of Man, said, But the hour cometh, and now is,
when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth.
And now is that hour, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father has sought me, that I might worship him in spirit and in truth.
For God is a spirit,
and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Very important. Can't really worship God without spirit and truth. Spirit of God and the Word of God. Confession from Revelation 21:3-8. John heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them.
And they shall be his people.
And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
And there shall be no more death,
neither sorrow,
nor crying,
neither shall there be any more pain.
For the former things are passed away.
And he that sat upon the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that part of life. Mostly the all things new part.
Yeah.
Brother Christian, would you mind ending us in a word of prayer today?
No, I wouldn't. Dear God, we thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for another week that went by. Thank you for the rain that you've given us today. The natural promises that of nature, that when the rain comes and causes plants to grow, so does your word that comes forth. It gives us truth and gives us spiritual truth, God. And so I pray that you just... what we heard today, that you'd make that real in our lives, help us to focus on the calendar and to open our eyes even more to it, the importance of it. And please help us to live our lives as a living sacrifice, as a pleasing aroma to you. And please help us to love you more and to love our neighbors ourselves more and to be about your business. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat. Bless it. Pray for all the people that are going through health problems right now. You help them through these times and comfort them through these times. And thank you for who you are, God. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask if we sing our last song here in ending. Which is out of our Combs books. Because if you want to know the truth, I forgot. What happens when you don't check the sheet? And you get more gray beard hairs.
24?
To the tune of Amazing.
24?
Yeah. The tune of Amazing Grace.
Established. shall ascend into the hill of God. Or who within his holy place shall have a firm abode? Whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, and unto vanity, who hath not lifted up his soul, nor sworn deceitfully. He from the eternal shall receive the blessing him upon, and righteousness seen from the God of his salvation. This is the generation that after him inquired, O Jacob, who do seek thy face with their whole heart's desire. Ye gates, lift up your heads on high, ye doors that last forever, be lifted up that so the King of glory enter may. But who the mighty Lord is there, in that same Lord that great in might and strong in battle is. Ye gates, lift up your head, ye doors, doors that do last forever, be lifted up that so the King of glory enter may. But who is he that is the King of glory, who is there? The Lord of hosts and none but he, the King of glory is.
I think that's an admonition to open up the doors of your heart. And let God enter in. All right, well, since we did it out of character, we're dismissed.